This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. President Draupadi Murmu arrives in Nadi, the Republic of Fiji. This is the first ever visit by the President of India to Fiji. During this visit, President Murmu will hold bilateral meetings with Fiji President Kotini Were and Prime Minister Sitiveni Rabuka. President Murmu is scheduled to address the Fijian Parliament and interact with the Indian diaspora there. India has been a strong development partner of Fiji. External Affairs Ministry said the visit will give further impetus to the historic ties between the two countries. In Jammu and Kashmir, the authorities today suspended the Amarnath Yatra for a day over security concerns, as today is the fifth anniversary of Article 370 abrogation. Akashvani Jammu correspondent reports that the Yatra remained suspended from Bhagwati Nagar base camp in view of intelligence inputs. Security has been heightened in Akhnoor and other bordering areas of Jammu. Meanwhile, the BJP is scheduled to organize a massive rally in RSpura to celebrate the day in which party leader and Union Minister G. Kishan Reddy will be the chief guest. In Kerala, 8 unidentified bodies of the victims of the Wayanad landslide was interred at Puthumala last night. All religion prayers were held before the bodies were interred. Protocols laid down by the government were followed, and more bodies are expected to be taken up for burial today. State Ministers K. Rajan, O. R. Kelu, A. K. Sashindran, M. B. Rajesh were among those who paid last respects. India Meteorological Department IMD has forecast very heavy rainfall over Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram, Tripura, West Bengal and Sikkim today. Light to moderate rainfall is very likely over Konkan, Goa, Madhya Maharashtra, West Rajasthan and East Uttar Pradesh during 2 days. The weather agency has also forecast isolated to scattered rainfall over Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh and Delhi during the week. IMD said very heavy rainfall is also likely over Uttarakhand on the 6th and 7th of August. Light rainfall with thunderstorm and lightning is very likely over East India during the week. Very heavy rainfall has been forecast at isolated places over Arunachal Pradesh from the 7th to the 9th of this month. External Affairs Ministry has strongly advised Indian nationals against travelling to Bangladesh till further notice in view of ongoing developments in the neighbouring country. In its advisory, the Ministry has urged all Indian nationals present in Bangladesh to exercise extreme caution and restrict the movements. They have been asked to remain in contact with the High Commission of India in Dhaka through the emergency phone numbers. Ukraine has received its first American-made F-16 fighter jets. Making the announcement, President Volodymyr Zelensky thanked allies and added that many more were needed. President Zelensky thanked Denmark, the Netherlands, the US and Ukraine's other partners for accepting Kyiv's request for F-16s. He said the Ukrainian pilots have already started using the F-16 aircraft. According to media reports, Ukraine received the first 10 F-16 fighter jets on the last day of July. Two persons have died and another went missing in a migrant boat accident which took place off the eastern coast of southern Italy's Sicily. Country's Coast Guard said yesterday that it received a distress call from a boat located about 17 miles southeast of Syracuse, carrying migrants. 34 people were recovered from the water, while two persons died after reaching the hospital. Media reports said the search at sea is currently underway for the missing person who was on board the vessel, which later sank. Lakshya Sen will aim to add a fourth medal to India's tally as he will take on Malaysia's Zee Jia Li in the bronze medal match of the men's singles in the Paris Olympics today at 6 p.m. IST. Lakshya will aim to become the first Indian men's shuttler to win the Olympics medal. Saina Nehwal and P.V. Sindhu are the only two female shuttlers to win an Olympic medal for India in badminton. India will start the day with Maheshwari Chauhan and Ananjit Singh Naruka competing in the skit mixed team event at 12:30 p.m. IST. The Indian women's team, table tennis team featuring Srija Akula, Manika Batra and Archana Kamath will face Romania in the round of 16, aiming to secure a spot in the quarterfinals at 1:30 p.m. IST. And that is the end of this news bulletin.